Hello everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of the ECCDC podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Wilson, and I'm very excited to welcome Lisa Clark, Catherine Rucor, and Grace Howes to join me in conversation this afternoon. Lisa and Catherine are both local Niagara-based authors of children's books, who will be participating in a meet and greet the authors event taking place at the ECCDC on the 8th of July 2026, which will include book readings by the authors. And Grace, who is from St. Catherine's Public Library here in Niagara. Join us as we engage in conversations about all things children's books through the lens of the people who write them and the public libraries who make children's books freely available to the community to borrow. Welcome everyone, it's wonderful to have you all here and to be connecting with you all. So, can we start off our conversation this afternoon with you introducing yourselves to our listeners and sharing a little bit about your connection to children's books and what led you down this path?
My name is Catherine Rucor. I live in Niagara on the Lake and have written three children's stories. They are all about my drooly dog, Sir Archibald. So Sir Archibald drools a lot. In each of the books, his drool manages to save the day for the problem that is on hand. And I started writing the books when my grandchildren wanted to know why my rescue dog drooled as much as he does. And I decided if you're going to have an affliction like drool, you might as well make it work for you.
Lovely. Thank you, Catherine. I just love that name, Sir Archibald Drools a Lot. Wonderful. So, Lisa, would you like to share with our listeners next something about yourself?
Sure. Thank you so much. So, as mentioned, my name is Lisa. I use she, her pronouns. And what brought me into the world of children's books was my mom. She's an early childhood educator and has been since I was in her belly. So I often joke that my DNA is kind of coded in early childhood education. I grew up listening to her and all of my teachers read stories. Books have been a really important part of my life. As soon as I could start writing, I was writing little short stories. And that's just never left me. So being able to create stories day in and day out for the kids that I'm teaching is a dream come true.
So it sounds like writing books is part of your DNA by the sounds of it, Lisa, and doing that.
It might just be, yes.
Lovely, thank you. So Grace, could you share a little bit about your connection to children's books?
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, I'm Grace and I'm the communication specialist at the St. Catherine's Public Library. So I spend my days promoting the books in our collection and trying to get children and families excited about reading and spending time at the library. And I always loved reading when I was young. It like came very naturally. And so when an opportunity to do this work in a library came up, it felt like a very natural fit.
Yeah, and I know libraries today are very different from when I was growing up. So that kind of like community hub and lots happening within the libraries. Lovely, thanks. So as an early childhood educator, sharing books was, you know, I loved that time sharing books, whether it was on a one-to-one, whether it was in that group situation, developing, you know, that those love for books, those memories that children grow up with, the books that they shared during their early years. And I know I still have books from when I was a child that I use when I'm with children. So I'm curious regarding your memories of books, what your favorite book was as a child and why that was your favorite book.
I can go first this time, because I was thinking about this prior to this chat, and I always go back to the same book, which is The Lorax by Dr. Seuss. I had like a collection of Dr. Seuss books all in like this really huge like tome basically, and I'd always turn to The Lorax because I really liked the message about environmental stewardship and the responsibility we all have to do our part. And then at the end of that story, it kind of pulls on your heartstrings because it's not exactly a happy ending, but there's like a little seed of hope that like, we can all do our part. And I feel like even as an adult, the end of that story kind of pulls on my heartstrings, so I think it's really stood the test of time.
Yeah, some of those books and really do, are timeless. So yeah, thank you.
My favorite book, you probably younger ones have never heard of, but it's the Mallory Towers series by Enid Blyton. It was about young girls at boarding school and the fun they had. In the one story, all the girls got together and had a midnight feast because they crept down to the kitchen and sat there and had fun and laughing and joking. My sister and I decided we would love to do that. So we stayed awake one night with great difficulty and waited for mum and dad to fall asleep. We crept out of our room and were going carefully downstairs, avoiding the one step that creaked, when my dad snored really loudly. It frightened us so much, we raced back to bed and we never did it again. I love stories that took you into the place where the setting, and you were there with the girls, enjoying all the things that happened in the boarding school. You cried with them when things went wrong. Those to me are good books.
And I, being a Brit also, I can relate to Enid Blyton and being brought up with Enid Blyton stories. Thank you. So, Lisa, I'm curious about your favorite book and why.
Yeah, bouncing a little bit off of what Catherine shared about how a good book, it immerses you into the setting. When I think about the books that I remember the most from my early childhood, they're books from authors like Richard Scarry or Barbara Reed or Robert Munch. And I think those books kind of brought you into their own world. With the illustrations and the literal stories of them. And so they were like mini escapes in the school day or at bedtime. But the book that came to me when I first heard this question was Welcome Baby Welcome by Barbara Reed. It's just a simple, beautiful book about bonding with your baby. And I have a 4-year-old now, but when she was little, it was her favorite book. And so sharing that with her and knowing that these books are timeless and can be shared amongst different generations is what makes a good book to me too.
Some authors that I'm not familiar with, Lisa, so I'm going to be looking them out very shortly. But yeah, illustration, particularly when we're with our youngest children, being really, really important in those books. And I must admit, I didn't grow up with Robert Munch because I'm a little bit older, but I do love his story, Paper Bag Princess. And I did actually use that for my dissertation, for my undergraduate degree. Lovely, thank you. So, shifting gears a little bit. So, for Lisa and Catherine, I'm curious where you get your inspiration for your books. I know you spoke to this just now a little bit, Catherine, but thinking about what your inspirations for your books are. And where your best ideas come from.
Each one of the three is completely different. The inspiration for